The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
The following presentation is brought to you by the host of the program, who is solely responsible for its content.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
Good morning. Welcome to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker and co-host, fellow realtor, hubby.
Pat Tavani.
Good morning.
Assistant too, right?
Yes,
yes, you're very perky this morning.
I am. Drank a lot of coffee.
No, you're ready to go.
Yes, I am. And we're here also with Lori Rudalavage for the second week in a row, and she is the owner of LA Mortgage Services. Good morning, Lori.
Hi, Jackie. Thank you for having me back.
You're welcome. Thanks for coming back and making us a part of your schedule today. You are in business how long, Lori?
I have been in business at LA Mortgage since 2001, so 12 years.
And before that, you started doing mortgages?
Before that, I worked at a bank and a mortgage company since 1988.
So it's been a long time. You've been doing this quite some time. We are here every Saturday at 11 a.m., Sunday at 11:30 a.m. We answer a lot of real estate questions. We have a full-time real estate office with many experienced realtors. We have been guiding, assisting, and advising clients for over 40 years.
During the week, feel free to email us with any questions you have at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com, or give us a call at 570-344-6724. Or if you'd like to suggest a topic, something we haven't discussed, send it to us and maybe we'll discuss it.
Like us on Facebook at Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. View our listings or search the MLS listings by going to jruddy.com, where we also have all our archive radio shows, and that's jruddy.com. Okay, Lori, last week we had a fabulous discussion about appraisals with the government type loans, FHA, VA type of loans, and we covered a lot of territory regarding that and information we put out there. This week, I thought we'd talk about mortgage misconceptions.
There's a lot of them out there.
I was just about to say, there's not any misconceptions out there, are there?
No, not at all.
There's still a few, but I will say I do think the world is becoming more educated and they realize that mortgages aren't the way they used to be. The more educated they are, the better. So let's teach everybody what they need to know when they're ready to get a mortgage and buy a home.
Okay, so what's number one? Mortgage misconception number one, would you say?
Well, the paper that nobody likes is called the Truth in Lending, and that's the form that has an APR on it. Your rate is your rate, and that's what your loan payment and your loan payoff is based on. What an APR is, it's called an annual percentage rate, and that includes other fees in it. Right now, it includes PMI in there. So you may have an interest rate of 3.5%, and you may see an APR of 4.7%. And the reason being is because you possibly have PMI on your loan or because you're paying a lot of closing costs. That's added in there.
So the APR is the annual percentage rate, and it's typically higher than the interest rate.
Yes.
Because it incorporates the rate and fees.
The easiest way that I like to explain to my customers, if you saw that your interest rate's 3.5 and your APR is 4.25, and I'm just rounding numbers off, the easiest way to see where that 4.25 comes to is if you won the lottery and in 1 year you paid off your mortgage, you would have paid interest, you would have paid possibly PMI, and you would have paid closing costs. If you considered the closing costs and the PMI to have been interest, it would have reflected at a higher APR.
Okay.
What's PMI again?
PMI is private mortgage insurance, and it's a necessary insurance added to your monthly payment if you do not have a 20% down payment.
So the annual percentage rate, the APR, gives a better sense of the total cost over the life of the loan.
It does. It's hard to calculate an APR when people are shopping from one place to the other, because if your loan amount changes, your APR will change. So when you're comparing, you need to compare every single thing. You can't tell one person you're doing a $90,000 loan and another person you're doing $100,000, because the APR will vary just because of the loan amount.
That must frustrate you, because people call for rates all the time. I'm in the grocery store, I'm at the restaurant, I'm on the beach, I'm in an airport. What's the rates? And it's like, what is the, you know, what's the interest rate today? And it depends.
The interest rates do vary anymore. It's hard to quote somebody a rate, especially on a refinance. But a lot of times your credit score affects what rate you're going to get. How much money you're putting down affects what rate you're going to get. So it's hard just to say a rate is what it is, because there's other factors involved in it right now than just a 30-year rate.
And you know, there's different rates for different programs, too.
Absolutely.
Okay. How about misconception number two?
Well, let's say mortgage rates, you call me today and I give you an interest rate, and you call back a week later and rates have changed. Well, rates can change. Some people think they change once a day. Some people think they change once a week. A mortgage rate, not to bore everybody, but it's tied to the bond market, and the bond market's similar to the stock market, and that can go up or down several times in a day. We don't see it change every day. It's not like it has to change every day, but there are days where it can go up or down two or three times, depending on, again, like the stock market, something that's happening in the economy.
All right. What's another misconception?
Well, lenders from bank to bank, when you're shopping, they don't have to charge the same amount. They can have a different underwriting fee, and that's what you really want to compare when you're asking somebody the rate. You know, underwriting fees can be different. Some people even, in fact, upcharge appraisals. Of course, we don't. Whatever the appraisal is, you pay that directly to the appraiser. But there could be a lot of built-in fees, processing, underwriting. That's what you want to compare, is what the lender's charging besides the rate. Because if you call me and my rate's 3.5 and you call ABC Bank and their rate is 3.5, it doesn't mean the fees are the same. So that's a lot of times you want to shop the fees of what they're going to be.
And you think, do people ever ask you
what our fees are?
Mm-hmm.
They tend to just ask what the rate is.
Right.
And I like to elaborate. Well, that's with no origination. Like, I like to tell them that our fees are low because, again, they may go to another bank and get quoted a different rate. But in the end, it's not better because of the fees that they're charged.
I don't think anyone would know to ask those questions.
They don't.
No,
they don't.
Well, that's why you're here, to tell them
to ask
about the
fees. Yeah, I like when somebody calls me and they, you know, if they ask a rate, I don't blurt out what the rate is. I ask them a little bit about what they're doing, you know, where they think their credit score is, how much they're putting down. And I do like to go into the fees with them also, because that's just as important as what the rate is.
Well, that's excellent advice, because I just don't think that anybody would know how to even begin to ask about that.
No, they don't.
Okay. If someone's pre-approved, they get pre-approved, they go out, it takes a couple months to find a house, they have this pre-approval letter, they call back the lender, they can't get the lender, or the lender's out of the business. Do they have to go back to that original lender?
They don't have to. As long as the new bank or the new place that you're going to offers the same product that you were pre-approved for the first time. After a pre-approval is, you know, 60 days or more old, you're pretty much starting from scratch over again, because your credit has expired and a lot of things have to be requalified.
So do pre-approval letters expire?
They have to. They do, because if you're doing a real pre-approval, we are pulling your credit, and your credit is going to change every 30 days. So, you know, a pre-approval really is only good. It's good unless something changes. Again, in 30 days, you're going to have to rerun credit. But as long as your job and credit hasn't changed,
As long as everything stays the same, you should be in good shape. So
correct.
Do they have an expiration date, like a coupon?
I think we put 60 days on ours.
All right. Okay. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. And with us today is Lori Rudalavage, owner of LA Mortgage Services. How do we get in touch with you, Lori?
Jackie, you can have them call me at 570-586-3122 or visit us on the web at www.lamortgageservices.com.
And also on Facebook.
Facebook, of course, LA Mortgage Services.
Okay, 570-586-3122 is your office phone, correct?
Correct.
All right. If you have a checking and a savings account at a local bank, that's who you should choose to get a pre-approval or get your mortgage from, because they'll offer you a better deal?
Well, I'm a broker, so I'm going to say go to a broker rather than directly to the bank. But I don't think any bank right now is offering a lower rate because you have a checking account with them. It's a long time to make a 30-year commitment to somebody to have a lower rate just because you may or may not have a checking account with them. the guidelines on mortgages have to be followed, and you either qualify or you don't. Most banks write their mortgages to sell them, so they're not really offering a discount just because you have a checking account there.
I see a lot of banks that don't offer the range of products that you do.
No, as a broker, I like to tell people just to think of me as an employee of four or five different banks, because I can offer products from different banks rather than, and I used to work in a bank, so I know this, when you work for a bank, you are offering just the products that they have.
Right.
Yeah, well, some banks don't offer FHA and VA. I mean, you offer all of that stuff.
Well, the FHA requires different, I don't want to say different type licensings, but different type of underwriters. And, you know, local banks specialize in a lot of things. They have car loans, they have credit cards, they have checking, business checking, credit card machines. As a mortgage broker, I only do mortgages. So I have time to research and get approved for all the different products, where it might not be profitable for a bank to offer that many products and maybe only do one FHA loan a month when they can focus on other products.
Well, as a mortgage broker too, you also own LA Mortgage Services, and it's your business and it's your name out there. You are reachable after regular banking hours.
I am reachable all the time on my handy dandy phone that sometimes we should leave in the car.
Really?
But I'm on it all the time, and I tell people just email me, text me, call me, or of course Facebook me, and I answer questions at all times of the day, weekend, whenever.
Okay, so you do things beyond the normal banking hours. Okay, Pat, before we go to break, would you please review something very interesting that we're going to put out there?
Yes. We have buyers who can't seem to find what they're looking for. So if you or someone you know has a property that fits the description of what I'm going to talk about, please give us a call. We have buyers who are looking in Troop or Dunmore, a three-bedroom, preferably a ranch home. They're solid. They're pre-approved. They're looking up to $160,000. We have other buyers who are looking in Mid-Valley, Valley View, Riverside, Old Forge, Dunmore, or even North Pocono. They're looking for a move-in condition, three bedrooms, any style, pre-approved up to $250,000, but the house must have an in-ground pool. That's an absolute necessity. Also, in the Valley View School District, we have a buyer who is looking for a 2 to 3 bedroom with it's got to have a decent sized yard. They're pre-approved up to $120,000. And also in Dunmore, a pre-approved buyer up to $200,000 looking for move-in condition for a newer type construction. So if you have a home and you're thinking about selling it and it fits this criteria, we have buyers, so give us a call.
Yes, some of those people have been looking for a long time. Yeah, very almost close to a year. One of your buyers, right?
Yep, they've been looking and looking and they just can't seem to find the right house.
This is an article from the Business Insider. Did you blow your once in a generation chance to buy a home? Here's what this article has to say. The U.S. housing market crash of 2000-2008 presented a big opportunity for those in the market to buy a home. Many think these trends are starting to reverse, especially with the increase in the interest rates in recent weeks. There is a rift of opinion over where the interest rates will go next. Some prominent voices in the market say the sell-off in the bond market is for real this time, and rates will continue to rise from here. Some say the market will pull back and adjust. I say time will tell. If both interest rates and house prices continue to rise, housing affordability will go down and the historic opportunity will be over. But don't fret, because even if they do rise, interest rates are still low and home prices are still well below their previous peak. They're in some markets 27% lower, and personal income is up sharply. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. We'll be right back. The real estate market is extremely active, and you want to make a move, but you don't know where to start, who to call, or how to make it happen. I'm Jackie Ruddy, and I know Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate can lead the way. Our quality service award-winning team will help you with buying and selling a home. Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate has a proven track record and experience you can count on. Lean on us to show you the way. Call 570-344-6724. That's 570-344-6724. Or visit jready.com. That's J-R-U-D-D-Y.com, where homes are open every day, all day long. Also, remember to tune in to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate, Saturdays at 11 a.m. and Sundays at 11:30 a.m. on 94.3 FM, The Talker. In today's real estate market, there's no doubt buying and selling a home is complicated. It can be thrilling and exciting too. Hi, I'm Jackie Reddy from Century 21 Jack Reddy Real Estate. And when it comes to real estate, you need to be confident you're making the right decisions. I am confident we have what it takes to help you make those right decisions. Century 21 Jack Reddy Real Estate has been helping buyers and sellers for over 40 years. So we've invested the time to know and understand the market. We're great listeners, skilled negotiators, and we focus on every detail, giving you the highest level of service. Call Century 21 Jack Reddy Real Estate today, 344-6724, or visit jreddy.com. Plus, tune in to the Real Estate Roundtable every Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. on 94.3 FM, The Talker. Don't go it alone. Call 344-6724 for Century 21 Jack Reddy Real Estate. We're back with more Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Reddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm Jackie Reddy, broker, and with my husband, fellow realtor, co-host, assistant.
Assistant, that's right. That's the most important title.
There you go.
Pat Devaney.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good to be here.
Are you enjoying our discussion today?
Yeah, Lori's good.
Yes, she is. Lori Rudalavage also joins us from LA Mortgage Services, owner-operator. How are you today?
I'm very good.
You've been putting mortgages together since 1988 and with LA Mortgage Services since 2001, correct?
Seems like a long time.
It is.
It is.
And how do we get in touch with you?
You can reach me at my office in Clark Summit at 570-586-3122. My webpage is www.lamortgageservices.com. And for those of you that like social media, Facebook, LA Mortgage Services.
Now, in the first half of the show, we were kind of going through some misconceptions that are out there, and we went through several, about five or six of them, and I thought we'd continue along those lines in the second half of the show. What other misconceptions seem to be out there?
Well, I do get the phone call at least once a week that somebody's applying for a mortgage, and they'll say, I don't have very good credit, but my wife does. Unfortunately, that doesn't matter. That's not a misconception, or that is a misconception. We don't average your credit scores. We don't take the better of your credit scores. When you apply for a mortgage, we run what's called a tri-merge credit report, which pulls all three bureaus. We take the middle of those three scores, and that's what your credit score is. So if there's you and a spouse or you and a co-borrower, unfortunately, we take the lower of the middle. Your credit's not together. You're each individual, and we take the worse of the middles.
Is there a minimum down payment type of loan?
The minimum down payment right now, a VA and a rural loan, USDA, they don't require a down payment. They're the only two programs out there right now. A conventional loan starts with 5% down, but you can do an FHA loan with 3.5%. So there are some programs out there with still low down payments.
So what's the common misconception in that area?
A lot of people think you need 20% down. They're scared of mortgages these days because they've heard some bad stories. And a lot of people think you need 20% down, and you do not.
Also, a lot of people think the banks aren't lending.
The banks are lending. We want to lend. That's what we do. They're a little tighter guidelines than they used to be. Credit score, as we spoke before, you need a minimum of 620, where back in a couple of years ago, you only needed a 500 score.
500?
Yeah, there was some 500 programs out there.
Wow.
Yeah, that's changed. And I think people are getting used to that right now. We just don't want them to be too scared that they don't want to apply. But there's a lot of great programs out there. The FHA that requires the 3.5, if you have a family member or parent, aunt, uncle, grandparent, somebody that's willing to help you, that doesn't even have to be your own money. That 3.5 can come from a gift source.
You've weathered the storm. You've seen the downturn. You own LA Mortgage Services, and you've been open since 2001, and you're here. You're still here. You're doing
still
mortgages.
Here.
So you must be doing mortgages.
The trends have gone back and forth. Mortgages were mediocre, then they were very easy, then they're very difficult. Right now, we're at the pendulum swing of where they're a little bit more difficult. I do see that they're regulating a little bit, and hopefully we do come to a middle ground where they're not too easy and they're not too difficult.
Okay. if you go through a short sale or a foreclosure, a lot of people think you can never buy a home or you have to wait a really long time.
The short sale and foreclosure guidelines have changed. Right now, you do, if you're going with an FHA product, you just have to wait 3 years since your short sale or foreclosure has finished. Another misconception comes in where people think, I'll just sit back and wait 3 years till my foreclosure is over. That's not all you have to do. You have to reestablish credit. So when you come back to me in 3 years, your foreclosure's passed, your short sale, and you're ready to buy a new home, and you've done nothing since your foreclosure, it's not going to work. You needed to have gotten some new credit cards, some new installment loans, that type of thing. That kind of will cause a catch-22 for borrowers, because if you just had a foreclosure, your credit score is not the best. That's where sometimes secured credit has to come into play.
Okay, what is a short sale again?
A short sale is when the bank agrees to let you sell your house for less than what you owe on it.
A lot of people think short sale is a short sale.
Yes. Short sale means you're short the money to pay the bank off, so that is kind of what it is.
And short sales take a long, long time.
No, they're long sales.
They're not short sales.
They're long sales. They take forever.
The word short means you're short on your payoff. Yeah. The time frame is long, unfortunately, because the bank is going to want to see that that is the best offer that they're going to get on that property. So, and some of the bigger banks go through channel after channel after channel, and there's just, you know, approval processes that take 90 days.
Oh, 90 days? What was yours?
Oh,
13 months.
I have had some wicked short sales.
13 months.
Yes.
Over a year it took.
Yeah, I don't make the rules, but I think if a person's in a position where they need a short sale, the bank should put the bottom line price up front rather than, you know, home buyers don't want to wait 12 months to purchase a property from a short sale.
Wait, some
can't. That makes sense. So they wouldn't do that.
They
probably
wouldn't do that.
No, that makes sense.
No, okay. They're kind of probably hoping that the market will change and they will get a better price for it.
There are a lot of buyers that not only don't want to wait, but they can't wait.
They can't wait. They're moving. They, you know, school districts, school starting, bigger families. They have to move.
Leases, you know, that end, and new tenants coming in. And yeah, it could be a real nightmare. Okay. How about if someone's underwater? Are they unable to refinance?
No, you can still refinance. There's a lot of programs out there. There's stuff called streamlining HARPs, where the bank will help you lower your interest rate strictly just to get a lower payment. They're going to want to see that you still pay your mortgage and you still have a job. The difference with a streamline rather than going with a real refinance is you don't have to have an appraisal done. So if your house is only worth $100,000 and you owe $150,000 on it, that's where you need to do a streamline product.
A lot of people think that they can't refinance, don't they?
They do, because they think they're underwater on their house, and you know, they're just not well versed in what all the products out there are. But if you have continued to make your payments on time, your credit is still good, and you are still working, and you think you're underwater in your house, you can still call me and we can put you through one of the streamlined products.
And you get a lower payment. I mean, that's the whole idea with the refinance. So it takes some pressure off.
Yeah, and that's what's nice about the streamline is the bank's looking at it as if you're making your payment right now, and unfortunately, because the market dropped, you're unable to refinance and take advantage of these low rates. So in a sense, it's kind of like a modification where we don't have to qualify you on everything. It's just helping borrowers lower their interest rate.
Okay. And another misconception, you can only refinance your home every year.
You could refinance your house anytime that you really want to. What the banks are looking for is that you're not stripping all of your equity for no reason. So if you're going to do a cash out, and a cash out means when you take more than what you owe on your mortgage, the bank's going to ask why. They just don't want to see that you're stripping the house and losing your equity, you know, to give you any kind of incentive to walk away from it.
So you can refinance if you want every 3 months.
You really can. I mean, you want to, of course, take into consideration how much you're saving with interest rates dropping and what closing costs you're paying. But
well, sometimes it just doesn't make sense. But when the rates were going down, and just kept going down, you know, it was something that people looked at.
We had a group of people that did it when rates were in the mid fours, and then when they went in the mid threes, it made sense for them to do it again, and that wasn't quite a year's time that had passed.
Okay. What about someone who wants to sell a house completely furnished? Are there any misconceptions out there that maybe, I mean, we were talking about what, you know, customers and clients of yours might have a misconception regarding getting a mortgage. What about misconceptions sellers may have about selling real estate and their furnishings?
Doesn't really help the borrower, because those furnishings does not bring up the value of the house. So, I mean, a seller is going to expect more for the house,
right,
if they're selling all their contents. It's not attached. It's not affixed to the property. So it doesn't bring the value up at all.
No, it doesn't bring up the value at all. And the appraiser cannot assign a dollar amount to the furnishings.
Correct.
They can only appraise the real estate. Now, how does someone go about writing a contract? Because there's an inclusions and exclusions paragraph, and the lender and the underwriter looks at the inclusions and sees contents of house included.
Yeah, we don't want to see that in sales agreements. If you are, you can't include it in the mortgage loan, and it shouldn't be included in the sales price. If somebody wants to buy something within that, I mean, if it's a whole house being furnished, you need a whole different bill of sale for that, and you're purchasing that separate and outside of the purchase of the real estate.
And then realtors are getting into an area. I mean, we don't do furniture sales, so we're getting into an
area. I know.
And not to mention that the personality of the seller just may, it might, they might be beautiful furnishings, but it just not, it may
you
not.
You don't like their orange velvet couch? Is
right.
that what you're saying?
That's what I'm saying. That might just not work for that person that's looking at that house.
Appliances are common to come with a house. And if you don't have appliances, that will kind of devalue the kitchen. So a lot of times appliances do come.
Newer.
Yes. And if something's custom made for a house, you know, maybe a bench with a table in a corner, if it was custom made for that house, you would expect that to come with the house. But as for regular furnishings, that really shouldn't be included in the real estate.
I agree. And it just complicates things. But I know that there are people out there that from time to time call us and ask us to do that. And it's a little tricky.
Tell them have a nice big yard sale.
There you go. Okay. Well, Lori, we've had a great discussion with you 2 weeks in a row. Again, can you please give your contact information?
Yes, I'm Lori Rudalavage from LA Mortgage Services. I could be reached in my Clark Summit office at 570-586-3122. You can visit me on the web at www.lamortgageservices.com or catch me on Facebook at LA Mortgage Services.
Thank you, Lori.
Thank you.
It wasn't too long ago that we reported McMansions were out. Guess what?
They're in.
How did you know that?
Because you told me to guess. I guess, right?
All right. Okay, this is according to CNN Money. As the economy recovers, America's love affair with oversized McMansions has been reignited. During the recessions, Americans downsized and the average new home shrunk to 2,100 square feet. The shrinkage was supposed to indicate that a new era had begun and young buyers were seeking to live closer to urban cores and settling for smaller places, and baby boomers were downsizing after the kids flew the nest. But it wasn't that consumers wanted less space, it was because they couldn't afford it. Now that the economy is improving, they're demanding bigger homes again. Last year, the National Association of Home Builders conducted a survey, and people preferred a median home size of 2,200 square feet. It's up this year in 2013 to almost 2,400 square feet. An upturn, a downturn, it just boils down to people are simply programmed to want bigger living spaces. And America has a love affair with big. And most Americans think bigger must be better.
Yeah, it's just more to keep clean.
I was thinking as I was reading that article, that is just so not me. I want half the house I have now.
Well, we'll have to talk to Lori about that.
Maybe yes, there you go. I want smaller because it's killing me to clean it. Remember to tune in next Saturday at 11 a.m. or Sunday at 11:30 a.m. to listen to more of the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
The real estate market is extremely active, and you want to make a move, but you don't know where to start, who to call, or how to make it happen. I'm Jackie Ruddy, and I know Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate can lead the way. Our quality service award-winning team will help you with buying and selling a home. Century 21 Jack Gready Real Estate has a proven track record and experience you can count on. Lean on us to show you the way. Call 570-344-6724. That's 570-344-6724. Or visit jready.com. That's J-R-U-D-D-Y.com, where homes are open every day, all day long. Also, remember to tune in to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate, Saturdays at 11 a.m. and Sundays at 11:30 a.m. on 94.3 FM, The Talker.